Hi, I'm Terry Murphy. To hashtag or not hashtag, Valerie Morris, president of the Morris Marketing Group, helps us to understand what and how to use this marketing tool.
So you're scrolling through your feed, and all of a sudden you see a monstrosity equal to this. I'm going to make the longest hashtag you've ever seen. For no apparent reason, I'm using this hashtag. This will not actually help you connect with people on social media. Used correctly, hashtags can be a powerful tool to spread awareness of your brand or to create new trends for a social media campaign. But when you see those types of hashtags, you might squint your eyes to read the scrunched up text. You might accidentally click one only to see there are no other post results with the same hashtag. So why use them? With hashtags, they're a great tool. With hashtags, you can increase your social post engagement by 21 to 25%. You can increase your chances of being retweeted by 86%. Start conversations and collect answers into a hashtag stream with services like rebelmouse.com or tagboard.com. But used incorrectly, like the hashtags above, you put your readers in a search for meaning and perhaps much stronger eyeglasses. You also create a disorganization for content, making it harder for users to find relevant content. The hashtag saga all started with Silicon Valley rock star Chris Messina, who tweeted out to the world, "How do you feel about using hashtag or the pound sign for groups?" as in hashtag barcamp. Well, I'm sure Messina had no idea the paradigm shift he had just created. 2 years later, after Messina's culture-changing tweet, Twitter started to hyperlink all these hashtags into tweets, eventually creating the trending topics feature. So now that you know a little bit about the history of the hashtag, here's some advice I'd like to share on how to use the hashtags to promote your brand, event, or even yourself. Let's start with what we don't want to do first. Don't make excessively long hashtags. Like I just said before, hashtag, we're having so much fun right now. Avoid irrelevant hashtags. If you're creating a hashtag for an event, stick to the keywords or the theme of the event. Limit your hashtags to no more than 4 for any campaign or event. 3 or more hashtags really result in a drop in engagement. Don't use old or non-trending hashtags like hashtag winning or hashtag fail. They're just too common, and you'll have a gazillion tied to them, so it really won't be special for you. Don't use overly acronymed hashtags, for example, hashtag ABCDEFG. It doesn't make any sense to many people. Now let's talk about what you really can do using hashtags and how they can help you become a stronger marketer. Stick with 1 or 2 hashtags compared to tweets with 3 or 4 hashtags. A tweet with only 1 hashtag or even 2 that's relevant gets better engagement. Use trending hashtags like hashtag TBT or hashtag FBF, as there are many hashtags that are trending and you want to ride on that same social circle. You can go to shortstack.com and they'll show you who the most popular or where the most popular hashtags are trending at the moment. Make your hashtag punchy and clever so users will want to use it in their post. Make sure another brand or event isn't using a hashtag you've selected. You don't want to mess up your content curation or be in a search that you don't necessarily want to be with. Use your hashtags on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Your click-through rates are going to be much higher on those days. But what you should do is definitely use a hashtag. It can help you build your engagement.
For more information and to receive their monthly newsletter, call Morris Marketing Group at 901-425-3770 or find them online at mmgmemphis.com.